7:29.
The Winter Warm-Up Tour on BBC Surrey.
Right, we are out and about. We've been out and about all week, and it's our final day of the Winter Warm-Up Tour. Adrian Harms over in Merston. Morning, Adrian.
Yes, a very good morning to you, Mark. Good morning, Suzanne. Well, it is the Winter Warm-Up Tour, and the good news is today that for most of the day, we are going to be inside. And you know what we're going to do today? We're going to find out how radio really works. We're going to talk to a community radio station here called Susie Radio. Neil Munday, one of the guys who's heavily involved in the station, is with me. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Adrian. Good morning, Mark and Suzanne.
Yeah, now we're standing outside of your building now. It's going to be exciting stuff. We're going to go into your studio and have a look around and see how it works. Briefly, 20 seconds, community radio, what's it all about?
Community radio is literally putting local information back into the community, giving people a chance from various charities and other organisations to get their voice heard and tell the community what's going on.
Well, that fits perfectly, Neil, with what we've done all this week. It's all been about the community, and we're going to find all about community radio at about 10 to 8 this morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Jack, and thank you, Neil, as well. The community radio stations, I've seen and heard a fair bit of what they do, and they do some incredible stuff, and they really know their local area as well.
The Winter Warm-Up Tour on BBC Surrey.
Now, it's the final day of our Winter Warm-Up Tour here on BBC Surrey. After heading along the North Downs Way to Farnham, this makes me want to go to sleep, we headed to Farnham, Shalford, Shear, Box Hill, West Humble, and they all lived happily ever after. And Ranmore this week. We're rounding up our journey in Merston this morning. Now, this is what people there think of the place.
The thing I like about Merston is that it's a little old community and the people are very friendly and they all respect each other.
Well, actually, a lot of the Cockney people, I mean, they've got a good sense of humour. And they call a spade, but they've got a good sense of humour.
We like everything about Merston, you know. It's a quiet old village. You've got nice people, nice houses. You know, it's beautiful, very nice place.
The people are friendly, it's close to transport to London or into town, Redhill, or anywhere for that matter. Generally like the atmosphere here.
It's the community spirit. Everybody knows everybody else, but they're always there for each other. You know, they're always helpful, kind. You know, you couldn't live in a better place.
Well, there you are. And the twinkling music's still going. We've sent our reporter Adrian Harms then to Merston this morning. And are you getting a warm welcome there?
We are indeed, Mark. They're talking there about nice people and a sense of community. And you couldn't meet a nicer person and a more sense of community than around a local community radio station. I'm going to speak to Neil Munday here in a couple of moments' time. But you were asking about facts about Merston. So here we go with a couple. It appeared in the Doomsday Book in 1086. And did you know the use of dynamite was first demonstrated by Alfred Nobel in a chalk quarry here in July 1868. I went that way, bet that went with a bang, and I'm sure the local community radio does as well. I'm actually standing in the production gallery of the local radio station. It's the community radio station. It's called Susie, and I'm looking through the glass, and I can see one of the guys in the studio there. The breakfast program is going out. The music is going out as well. And Neil Munday, who runs this operation, is with me. Hello, Neil.
Good morning again, Adrian. I'm one of the directors here at Susie Radio to coordinate the running of the station. And yes, I must say, before we just have a chat here, the first thing you asked me this morning is, where's the pub?
I did. And I know it's down the road. That's for later. Just tell us about community radio, sort of 30 seconds, what it is and how this came into being and why the name.
Community radio is simply about bringing the community together. It's a voice, a mouthpiece for everybody to get involved in. It's an open door policy, so people can come in and tell us their information. They can email us, they can tweet us, and we try and endeavour to get everything on the air and tell people facts, figures, local traffic and travel, and much, much more. It's just part of bringing everybody together from the very diverse community that we have.
And we heard that people were talking yesterday about living here and the sense of community around here. Do you really sort of get embedded in what happens around here, Neil?
Oh, we do. We like to get out and about. We go to many events, not only here in Merston, but across the whole of our transmission areas, which is quite large. And we get out there, we meet everybody, we get them involved, record interviews. And, of course, we work very closely with yourselves at the BBC as well.
You do. And looking here, I mean, we're just surrounded by CDs and records and all. It gives us a little flavour of how much music you've got here.
Oh, we got lots. We got 7-inch singles, we've got CDs, we've got production CDs, and of course we have, like you at the BBC, computers as well that do play out.
Now, what I love about you and what we've learned about so many people across Surrey this week is the enthusiasm for what you do. Just give us an idea. This is a voluntary organisation. Give me an idea of how many hours you spend working on this community radio station.
Well, other than just presenting my own programme, I probably spend about 60 hours of my own private time sorting bits and pieces out. 60 hours a week.
Wow, I mean, that's a massive commitment. I mean, you must have a passion for this to put that sort of hours into what you do.
Well, as a director of the radio station, yes, you do. You have to oversee everything, make sure people are safe in what they're doing. All the volunteers have to be correctly insured. And there's much more behind it, making sure all the licence goes out. And, of course, we have a board of directors. There's five of us. And we work very closely together to make sure all that happens.
And just in terms of the hours that you're broadcasting to, is it just sort of a day operation? Is it just weekdays? Just give us a little feel for that.
Well, the station is on air 24/7, 365, and we have a team of around 55 volunteers.
I'll tell you what, Mark and Suzanne, I wish you were here, because if you could see the enthusiasm on Neil's face for what he does and enthusiasm in his voice, he puts in 60 hours a week of his own time into making this work. It's a terrific local radio station covering Redhill and Reigate, as far down as Hawley as well. They do a great job here, and it's what we've heard all week around Surrey. It's all about the community.
Right, are they going to put you on the radio there this morning, Adrian? That's what I want to know.
Well, as we're talking to you, actually, Mark, Neil is filming what we're doing, so I don't know what's going to happen to that a bit later on, but ask the man himself, he's the boss.
Oh, we'll share that on our Facebook page, which you can find on Facebook, yeah. Sister Susie Radio. But also, yes, I'll take Adrian through, and we'll get him live on Susie Radio very shortly.
Excellent.
There we go. Yeah, and don't send him back to us. It is 3 minutes to... Only joking. 3 minutes to 8.